It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to report that a growing number of people are promoting the Buy American Made campaign. And to get more people talking about jobs and ideas to improve America's economy, I presented the Blehosh Plan, which has more people asking questions like, why aren't America's governors meeting at least once a year to document their ideas on creating jobs? Why haven't national leaders been presenting proposals for long-term tax incentives to keep businesses in America and encourage businesses to return to the USA? Why aren't schools teaching the job skills needed in America's multi-level job market? Why aren't we ending all tax loopholes that give corporations incentives to operate overseas instead of in the United States of America? Why aren't national leaders helping to expand America's job base? Why? Because the people who pay the taxes haven't been holding national elected leaders accountable, and therefore they do anything they choose while taxpayers are left with the bills and the national debt. As of April 2013, America's population is over 315 million. America needs 189 million full and part-time jobs for its people to be properly employed. Presently, we have 143 million people employed, which causes me to ask the question, why aren't America's national leaders reacting? From what I see, in order for employment opportunities to grow substantially, we must support American-made products first. This will not only improve employment statistics, but it will also keep more of our dollars circulating within the USA. Only when we reach the 50-50 balance between American-made and foreign-made products in our stores will we see recovery in the USA. Today, I ask that you email, Facebook, and tweet the Buy American Made campaign message to all of your contacts. This is Michael Blehosh. Tune in to our American Workers Radio broadcast every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on 860 AM radio, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen to live or rebroadcast from the links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.